Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, so I gotta explain this. We have Barry on the phone. And Barry called us up because he got a tattoo to honor his girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend. But I'll get to that point. At the time, she was his girlfriend, Nikki. She's a vegetarian. He got a bunch of fruits and vegetables with her name in the middle. It sounds like the worst tattoo in history. In history. And I know a guy who has a juice box on his arm. And yet, that sounds worse than that. So he goes to show her, surprise her with the tattoo. Before he showed it to her, she broke up with him. So now he's stuck with an awful tattoo for a girl that broke up with him. So you want us to call her back to win her back? No, he wants us to call her and say, hey, you owe me some money for this tattoo.
He wants to get the tattoo removed.
In your honor, yeah. Oh, this is great. So we're going to try and call her. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nikki?
Who's this?
Nikki, it's Ramiro and Pebbles and Melissa from Hot 96.9. Can I tell you why we're calling you?
I guess.
Okay, so we're calling you because Barry called us to tell you that... Well, Barry's on the phone. Barry, say hello.
You owe me money, Nikki.
Okay,
Barry, yeah.
Relax, wait, for a second. Hold on.
So Barry called us and he told you that he got a tattoo, an awful tattoo to honor you.
Oh, my...
Barry, shut up,
relax.
Man. Wait. I apologize, Nikki. He just wanted us to call you on his behalf because he thinks that you owe him money for the tattoo that he got in your honor.
Is this some sort of joke?
I thought so,
does
too.
Does it sound like a joke?
Barry, I didn't get that fucking ridiculous tattoo.
Hold on. Wait, Barry, you got to be quiet. Nikki, I apologize again. So he told us, I just want to see if his side is accurate. He said that he got this tattoo in your honor and that when he went to show it to you, you broke up before he showed you the awful tattoo. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell us why you broke up with him?
I mean, listen to this stupid tattoo story. That should be a clue right there. The guy's an idiot. First of all, he makes no money.
By the way, the only thing to know about the tattoo is your name in it.
Barry.
With vegetables. With vegetables.
Yes. Well,
like,
it's because...
who the f- does that?
Well, he said that you're a vegetarian and that, you know, he wanted to...
Yeah, it's a great tribute to her.
Yeah, it's a tribute to you.
Yeah, great tribute. Let me tell you something about Barry, okay? First of all, the guy makes no money. And when he does have a little bit of money, he blows it on stupid shit like the goddamn tattoo.
Right.
I didn't ask him to get a vegetables tattooed on him. Like, honestly, this is one of the stupidity is the reason why I left him.
Hey, Barry!
And you're calling me now on the radio to get you to pay to remove it? Go f*** yourself.
Do you see what kind of woman talks like this?
You told me I owe you money on the radio first thing. So, like, really?
So, is what she's saying accurate? Are you kind of bad with money?
Bad is an understatement.
You know, from time to time. You know, lately with this COVID situation and everything else, everybody, I kind of been from job to job.
Shut the f*** up. Let me just tell you about what went. So, when COVID started, he started collecting unemployment. Then his job called him back and told him to come back to work. He didn't want to. He just wanted to stay and collect unemployment and not work. And then they fired him. Now, instead of saving that money from unemployment, the idiot bought an Xbox, bought a TV, bought a brand new phone. He doesn't even have a f***ing car.
All right, so I got to explain this. We have Barry on the phone. And Barry called us up because he got a tattoo to honor his girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend. But I'll get to that point. At the time, she was his girlfriend, Nikki. She's a vegetarian. He got a bunch of fruits and vegetables with her name in the middle. It sounds like the worst tattoo in history. In history. And I know a guy who has a juice box on his arm. And yet, that sounds worse than that. So he goes to show her, surprise her with the tattoo. Before he showed it to her, she broke up with him. So now he's stuck with an awful tattoo for a girl that broke up with him. So you want us to call her back to win her back? No, he wants us to call her and say, hey, you owe me some money for this tattoo.
He wants to get the tattoo removed.
In your honor, yeah. Oh, this is great. So we're going to try and call her. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nikki?
Yeah, who's this?
Nikki, it's Romero and Pebbles and Melissa from Hot 96.9. Can I tell you why we're calling you?
I guess.
Okay, so we're calling you because Barry called us to tell you that... Well, Barry's on the phone. Barry, say hello.
You owe me money, Nikki.
Okay, Barry, yeah. Relax, wait, for a second. Hold on.
So Barry called us and he told you that he got a tattoo, an awful tattoo to honor you.
Oh, my...
Barry, shut up,
relax.
Man. Wait. I apologize, Nikki. He just wanted us to call you on his behalf because he thinks that you owe him money for the tattoo that he got in your honor.
Is this some sort of joke?
I thought so, too.
Does this sound like a joke?
Barry, I didn't get that ridiculous tattoo.
Hold on. Wait, Barry, you got to be quiet. Nikki, I apologize again. So he told us, I just wanted to see if his side is accurate. He said that he got this tattoo in your honor and that when he went to show it to you, you broke up before he showed you the awful tattoo. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell us why you broke up with him?
I mean, listen to this stupid tattoo story. That should be a clue right there. The guy's an idiot. First of all, he makes no money.
By the way, the only thing dumb about the tattoo is your name in it.
Barry.
With vegetables. With vegetables.
Yes. Well,
like,
it's because...
Who does that?
Well, he said that you're a vegetarian and that, you know, he
wants to... Yeah, it's a great tribute to her.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tribute to you.
Yeah, great tribute. Let me tell you something about Barry, okay? First of all, the guy makes no money. And when he does have a little bit of money, he blows it on stupid shit like the goddamn tattoo.
Right.
I didn't ask him to get a vegetable tattooed on him. Like, honestly, this is one of the stupidity is the reason why I left him.
Hey, Barry!
And you're calling me now on the f***ing radio to get you to pay to remove it? Go f*** yourself.
Barry. You see what kind of woman talks like this?
First of all, you told me I owe you money on the radio first thing. So, like, really?
So, is what she's saying accurate? Are you kind of bad with money?
Bad is an understatement.
From time to time. You know, lately with this COVID situation and everything else, everybody, I kind of been from job to job.
Shut the f*** up. Let me just tell you about what went. So, when COVID started, he started collecting unemployment. Then his job called him back and told him to come back to work. He didn't want to. He just wanted to stay and collect unemployment and not work. And then they fired him. Now, instead of saving that money from unemployment, the idiot bought an Xbox, bought a TV, bought a brand new phone. He doesn't even have a f***ing car. But yet he buys all this shit.
And he also bought a tattoo. Don't forget about that.
And your honor. Yeah, he bought a tattoo.
So,
hey, wait, real quick, Barry. Vegetables are on this tattoo.
Broccoli, eggplant, and a rutabaga.
You
know what I mean, you guys?
Kidding me.
I can't.
Everybody's just nuts.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
so anyway, Nikki, I apologize for us calling, but he has said he would appreciate if you paid at least for half of the tattoo removal.
And I would appreciate if he didn't blast me on radio in front of everybody, but actually I'm glad he did because now everybody can see what an idiot he is.
Yeah, well, you owe me money at the end of the day.
No.
I feel like you're responsible and you need to warm it up and pay up. Opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I really thought it was going to work out. I'm sorry about that, bro.
You did?
It's easy, though. All you got to do, like, again, it's easy. Find another girl named Nikki who's a vegetarian and woo her over with your charm.
No, just get that covered up,
charm?
Man.
What?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.